Beasley with Martin Besser.
We are hanging with the strongest guy in the world. That's how we start on Monday. Powerfully.
That's right.
A Monday morning with Reino Nel, just back from the US, where he was crowned strongest man. It's a big strongman competition. And it's a first win for South African. Very first win for a South African in that competition. We're so proud of you. It must be an interesting bunch of guys to be hanging out with.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a paar groot manne. It's the kind of guys you want to go out with.
Well, yeah.
You'll feel safe.
You start nonsense because you're surrounded by...
Maar, sies, jy is groot ouders wat deelneem in die story, hè? Ek het gedink, jy kan, I mean, sekerlik, I'm looking at you, hoeveel weeg jy, 148?
Ja, so 148.
He's not a short guy either, so it's imposing. Okay, en jy sê, daar is ons groter as jy?
Ja, voorbeeld, die ou wat tweede gekom het, Tom Stoltman, hy het al 3 keer World Strongest Man gewen. Dis ou wat 185 kilogram weeg, 207. Dis massiewe ouens.
What?
Like, seriously.
That's ridiculous.
That is enormous. That's huge.
So jy is Reino die Kleino.
Nee,
Kola. Say it to his face.
I did, you know, so only a microphone between us.
Luister, so jy is oorspronkelijk daar in Noordkaap, Vrystaat gespeel, jy bly nou in Gauteng. Wat denk jy van die Woude Kampille? Like julle?
Ja, ek, toe ek groot geword het, was ek 'n groot Vrystaat ondersteuner. Met tyd het ek, wat ek nou hierbo bly, en met die feit dat die Vrystaat nie meer URC speel nie, het my hart nou maar oorgegaan, en die staas die Bulle maar my span.
Ja, jy brein sal kry. Nee, ek dacht. No. It's a segue to the fact that he's also quite an educated man. Het ek recht gelees, het jy jou meestersgraad in?
Nee, so meesters bezig mee, maar ek sê elektrische ingenieur.
Electrical engineer. My gosh, en jy is getrouwd, just for all the... women is thinking, this guy is strong, he's got brains.
Ja, ek het 'n prachtige vrou.
Hy kyk na vir. Yeah. Imagine how handy it is having a guy like this around the house. You know?
So, can we move the car? Can you just move the car?
That means something very different.
Yeah, that is amazing. So, ek wil nou, die rede kom ek vir jou nou vra, oor die Woude Kampille is, ons is a groot Woude Kampille fan show. I mean, I'm probably one of the more vocal people over the years on radio backing the Woude Kampille. So we had a deck, which was definitely going to be too small for you because we had a weight restriction. But then we decided no more deck. We want the whole corner, the Olive Castle corner. So now we're calling it the Marty McParty Charge Party.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, who better in this country to lead the charge to the title with the Woude Kampille than this oak? Reino Nel, is jy besig saterdag of wil jy kom kuier?
Nee, definitief. Ek sal die Woude Kampille definitief wil ondersteun in die kotter.
This is
lekker. Yeah. I'm also thinking if Reino is fine with it, obviously, I reckon he should come out at the start of the game somehow. Like take the ball and then puncture it or something. But kind of bring the match ball up in some really cool kind of way.
I love the way you do this. So Martin did this when we launched the Marty McParty Charge Party. He just called up the balls and put them on the spot. He's basically putting you on the spot right now as well and going like, now that we've got this platform and we're on air, you can't say no.
I cannot say no.
I'll definitely do it. I think... ek gaan net die bal skop nie, ek was nie fly off nie, en dit kan al kor die bal gaan. Ons kan dink aan 'n interessante manier wat ek kan iets met my krag doen om die bal daar te kry, dit kan interessant wees.
Who's the heaviest Bulls player at the moment?
Chica Wilco, low, definitely.
Ja, Wilco.
Ja, dra hom op. So bring your knee up. Come on, I can picture it.
Ek sal hom dra, maar ek sal hom nie skram nie.
Really good drink this morning, it must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Besser, Jacaranda FM.
We're hanging with the world's strongest man, Reino Nel, just been crowned in the US at the competition as the world's strongest guy and a first for our continent, I think it is. So some of the routines or disciplines, so wat doet sal julle op? Jy het gepraat van deadlift, bijvoorbeeld, nee?
Yeah.
That's where you pick something up from the floor and then straighten up.
Good.
What is the, so what, where's your best that you've done? at this competition?
Met deadlift?
Ja.
So ons het 'n 18 inch gehad. So dit is, hy is bietjie hoër as 'n gewone deadlift in jou been, wat dit 'n klein bietjie makliker maak. Ek het 490 kg gedoen op hom.
Soms half a ton.
Ja.
En dan moet jy ook dat concrete, daai ronde concrete balle optel.
Yeah.
Ja.
Yeah.
Ja, so dit is hoe dit altyd eindig met 'n World Strongest Man. So die ikoniese einde wat almal na die concrete balle oplaai.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that must be hard, man. Kijk. I mean, see, that's where fitness counts.
Vooral, want dit is dag 4, dis die 10de event wat jy doen.
Oh,
so, yeah. Baie interessante einde vir my gewees. Ek was 'n 2,5 punt voorsprong in die event, toe ons ingaan, en ek moes 'n derde plek behaal om die titel te kry. En ek het derde plek gekry met minder as 'n sekond.
So,
wow!
Ja.
Lieve vader.
So ek het die competitie gewen met so klein breekdeel van 'n sekond.
Wow. That is amazing. What's the downside of all of this? Apart from a lot of hours of training.
Om in 'n vliegtuig te sit vir 16 ure met die ry.
My friend, I was going to say, the middle seat is not for you. The middle seat is not made for men, period.
Generally.
Generally.
Yeah.
So, jy moet sekerlik 'n bietjie upgrade.
Ja. Nee, ek sit gelukkig gewoonlik langs my vrou, so ek vat meeste van haar spasie in die basie.
Imagine, it's like your worst nightmare, you get on the plane, you look at your ticket, and you see this big outfit sitting, and you're like, oh, please.
Ek kyk altyd, is my rarige speelietjie, as ek moet van Johannesburg af Kaap toe vlieg, ek meen, daar is die groter seats nie, dit is wat het is. En ek hou daarvan om laaste op 'n vliegtuig geklim, want ek wil korter sit op die seat.
En
as ek afstap in daai gangetjie en ek sien hoe die mense met benoude oë vir my kyk.
He's not.
Ek te vraag, wat is die dieet vir die wêreld se sterkste man?
Jo, dis 'n goeie vraag. So, my kompetisie het altyd hierdie YouTube video's wat viral gaan met 12,000, 13,000 kalorieë. Maar ek doen dit nie so nie. Ek probeer dit anders doen. Ek hou 'n gesonde dieet. Baie steak. Baie pasta, ek is baie geseend om USN te aan my kant ook, so ek het kwaliteit supplement, so ek probeer het baie skoon hou, okay. Maar ek eet 6,000 kalorieë, wat dis omtrent,
a dag,
dis omtrent 4 keer wat 'n gewone man moet eet, bietjie minder as 4 keer.
Well, moet eet, maar partij van ons. Guys, so from now I'm just going to say, I'm training for the world's strongest man.
Training for months.
Yeah, 6,000 calorieën. If you had to do that into kilojoules, that's an enormous amount.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you can look on the menus, they always have that ridiculous, like the 1.2 kilogram steak vibes. Yeah. You think to yourself, who eats that?
Now we know.
Yeah. A guy like, can you vrou kos maak?
Fantasties. Sy het ook maar geleer, dit was in die begin, maar ek moes maar gemaak het of het lekker is, maar nou is het eindelijk al lekker.
Shots fired.
Monia, I got you, don't worry.
Yeah, he's all brave now. Wait until Monia comes into the studio. He's going to be like, ek het net geteerd.
Ja, hierdie hele pad huis toe gaan ek van het om verskoning.
It's actually literally the only person he's afraid of.
Yeah, it is my... Monia, thumbs up or thumbs down? Kan Reino braai? Oh, thumbs up.
Thumbs up, okay.
Lekker, so oorspronkelijk van I mean, jy het roots daar.
Ja, kijk, awesome mense, dis maar wat is, dis Appington. Dis waar Reino van gewoonlik is, waar hy gebore is. En nou bly in Kreeusdorp, so ek bedoel, it's the Appington West Rand link here. That's where the good people come from.
The N14.
Ja.
Mense van die N14. Alright, let's get your questions on 084-850-0942. Just tuning in. Reino Nel, just being crowned world's strongest man in the US. From right here in Gauteng now. Kreeusdorp, Wesrand.
How much is his groceries?
Well, but you spoke about the diet. That is a very good question. I mean, you must spend quite a bit.
Ja, ek weet nie of ek het wil geheim hou nie, maar daar is nie regtig geld vir luxuries nie. Dis alles in kos in. Nee, dis enorme hoeveelheid groceries wat ons moet koop. En die ding is, ek wil ook nie swak kwaliteit kos koop nie. So, ons gaan regtig above and beyond en maak seker dat ons kry nou maar daai bietjie beter kwaliteit kos.
Dink jy moet hier een van die boer gesponsor word? Like some farm, somewhere in these two. Alright, next one.
Jy het 480 kilogram gedeadlift. Kan jy vir die wêreldrekord gaan?
Wat is die wêreldrekord?
Op die oomblik, die groot controversie is het 501 of 500 tussen Eddie Hall en Nafor. Daai 490 is teen 'n bietjie hoër van die grond af. So, dis nou nie 100% dieselfde deadlift nie, maar oor so 2 jaar wil ek het doen. Dit is maar iets wat sal kom met tyd, daai statiese krag om het te kan doen, maar tot op hede verbeter ek die heel tyd. So ek wil eerder fokus om competities te wen as om records te jaag, vooral okay. Nou in die begin van my loopbaan.
Yes, yeah.
So om te gaan vir 'n wêreldrekord in 'n deadlift moet jy tussen 6 maande in 'n jaar net aan dit spandeer. So almal wat al gegaan het vir dit, neem nie deel nie, dit is al waarop hulle fokus. Ek is nie daar dat ek dit nou wil doen nie, dalk oor so 2 of 3 jaar sal ek baie graag dit wil doen.
Yeah, that's what blows my mind. Jy is nog steeds niet in strongman.
Correct.
Like, you're gonna get better.
Correct. En elke keer wat ek vir 'n kompetisie voorberei, ek sal nou nie sê elke keer is dit myle wat ek verbeter nie, maar my nommers gaan op steeds die hele tyd. En dit hou my baie positief vir vorentoe, dat ek weet ek kan nog verbeter.
And when it comes to benching, bench press in the gym, the Sukma, you know, the guys like, you know, about bench.
Yeah, dis is 'n vraag wat ek baie kry, wat bench.
Wat bench.
So ek strongman bench ons nie, toevallig of snaaks genoeg, maar ek het nou 'n kompetisie wat opkom, Strongest Man on Earth, is 'n kompetisie wat nou so 3 jaar oud is, en daar het ons 'n chest press, so is baie esteties, baie mooi, dat jy stoot om voor jou bors uit, en dan val daar 2 kek in, en dan stoot jy weer uit, en dit is baie naby aan 'n bench press, so vandat ek begin met Sterkman, het ek nog nie weer swaar bench geoefen nie, maar nou gaan ek weer moet begin.
Okay. But once again, you're not going to start with the kind of stuff that as average oaks are doing.
Nee. So ek het nog, ek oefen nog bench in my oefenprogram met 6 of 8 reps, want jy het nog steeds jou bors moet nog steeds sterk wees om 'n Atlas Stone te squeeze, of ek meen, die spiere wat jy gebruik, dalk nou nie direk soos 'n bench press nie, maar in ander bewegings. Mm. So,
What is that one that you do like
a
this?
Bicep curl.
That's hard.
Yeah. Ja, maar bicep curl is maar meer vir estetiese doeleindes.
It's for the beach.
Okay, so the world's strongest man is telling you, Oaks, stop bragging about the bench, boys. It doesn't matter. It's not going to make you a strong guy. We said this many times before, and it's a true story. You look at us. You look at the way we play rugby.
Yeah.
You look at our physical sports in this country. We've got strong men. Is it because, what is it?
The water.
I think is he water? Is he pop? Is he close?
Is he pop?
But I do think genetically we are just programmed or pre-programmed to be superior. I'm just gonna call it. We are just a superior nation as South Africans. We are faster.
Oh, yeah.
We are now stronger.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
No, but I mean, what is this young oak now that's running
exactly.
So hard?
Bayanda Walaza, breaking the junior champs 100 meter record
exactly.
Again, second time in a couple of months.
You can't help but thinking. Just, I mean, I know it's once again, you can't compare. But you can't help but thinking, if you had to put a guy who's got this kind of strength, and you can tell by his arms, he's a big man, he's got, and he's proven to be strong. What will happen if you, let's say you're like out and about and whatever, and a guy like Drikus.
What is happening here? Okay,
says to you, hey, Rhino Kleino. I mean, sorry, sterker as hy is vinnig en wada.
Yeah,
do you ever think, I get a rugby gespeel, little strongest man, you know, what's next?
Ek het nou eers begin met strongman, so op 3 kusse noot, ek dink ek sal beter kan staan om hom weg te hardloop as om hom te wen in a fight.
I have a feeling though, if Reyna got 3 kusse in a bear hug, I don't know if 3 kusse would get out.
Yeah.
If you just got him in a bear hug, you just held him.
No.
I don't know if you'd get out.
I think we should try.
Yes, me too.
Dames en heren, drink is die plezier.
Rolling Family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
If you're just tuning in, Rhino Nell just been crowned the world's strongest man in the US, right here from South Africa. He's off on Gauteng af. En voormalig rugby gespeel, also qualified engineer, you said. But now obviously your focus is here. When do you realize, as a young boy or girl, that you've got potential? I mean, as you think you're as sterk as by deal fun, you met growing up and stuff. A lot about it is technique and training and stuff. But as a young boy, was there something that you did that kind of gave your parents the idea? I krach.
Toevallig nie, so ek is wat mens noem 'n late bloomer bietjie gewees. Ek was een van die korter ouens en eers in graad 10 het ek begin uitskiet. En met dit was ek nog maar, kan ek sê, slank gewees. En dit was eers op universiteit wat ek regtig begin sien dat ek maar ek het bietjie meer krag as die ander ouens om my met dieselfde hoeveelheid oefening. En dit is toe wat vir my gesê het, okay, nee, maar wat daar is iets.
Was daar armdruk kompetities?
Nee. So wat gebeur het is ons het gym program gehad, normaal geoefen vir die rugby. Oh. En toe ons nou klaar is met pre-season, ons doen ons toetse by die universiteit by CUT in Bloemfontein. Toe kan ek 200 kg bench wat toe nou
sure. Ja, met
dis nie dat ek nie geoefen het nie. Ek moet mense oefen hardloop hard vir rugby. En ek het nou maar my ekstra sessie hier en daar ingesit saam vriende in die gym om eintlik maar net om goed te lyk. En dit was die oomblik wat iets geklik het in my en gesê het, maar okay, ja. Ek dink ek het potensiaal.
Ja, you're above average. Ja, 100.
Correct.
Sure.
That's a whole lot. Yes. Talk about rugby. Who is the strongest player? I mean, I'm not talking about a lot about his technique. It's not just about size. But who's well known in the world of rugby to be a physically strong man? Huh. Dinkie. Who would count as one of the strongest guys?
I've got a name, and he's not the biggest guy, but I think pound for me, Kwakha Smith. And I think this guy is that farm lifestyle. I don't know. He boxes way above his weight.
Ja,
I don't know, it's hard to it's
dis baie moeilik om te sê want dit raak so diep om te kyk dat waar is jou tendon op jou been vas om die hefboom wat jou arm maak byvoorbeeld dat dit ek meer optimaal is. So jy kan nie altyd net sê die ou lyk soos ek meen Peer Spies gebou alhoewel ek dink Peer Spies was baie sterk. Maar hy lyk soos Peer Spies gebou en hy moet die sterkste wees nie. In my sport kan ons dit sien as daar iemand opdaag en hy lyk te goed gebou dan is daar nooit baie hoop vir hom nie want dit is nie altyd die sterkste ou nie.
You see, and that's why Fridays and Saturday nights are so dangerous. for that one particular reason. 0848500942. Wat sê jy?
Maar dan ek dink 'n goeie plan vir hom om die bal op te bring is, jy sit die hele blou bal span op 'n sleepwa en dan sleep hulle op die veld met die bal in die ander hand. So die tou in die ene hand en die bal in die ander hand. Ek dink dit is 'n goeie idee.
Sommige almal. Wow.
Sommige almal, that's a hard. I tell you what you can do is after the Bulls have beaten Edinburgh, you can carry them off. Yeah. Jy sleep hulle net so Edinburgh kom gas. Sleep hulle so
lig af toe.
En ons moet se van 'n Merwe ook 'n nice fun is al.
That's it.
Wat en iets oor.
In 'n skooman.
In a skooman. What a great time spending time with you. We are very proud of you. Bye bye, geluk. Well done on your achievements. Your volgende competitie die gesê is?
Ja, so ek vlieg volgende week weer uit as ek in Italië vir 'n competitie. Die naweek daarna weer in Nederland. En dan 3 weke daarna weer in Londen. So ek het in die volgende maand is dit. En dan het ek daarna nog 3 competities hierdie jaar. So nee, ek gaan nog actief wees.
So you've got a supplement sponsor. Do you have an airline sponsor?
Nee, nog nie, maar
honestly, really, as an average man, I feel your pain. Right? Yeah. Most airplanes are not built for us, let alone for you.
Yeah.
I really think you deserve to have an airline sponsor.
The seats in business class aren't wide enough.
No. You need one of those cocoons. What do they call those?
Oh, yes, like a private, yeah. So you can just... Because trust and believe, even as a woman, if I saw you coming down the passage, I'd be like, where am I going to put myself now? Where must I now put myself?
Before we let you go, a lot of people talk strength, obviously, with you and all that kind of stuff. When it comes to, as like by music, what's a music luister, eh? Do you use music to go get all G'd up? Because you got a... I mean, you can't just like get off the couch and okay, now I'm gonna go a massive ball up down. You like, you know, you gotta get like in the mood.
Ja, so ek het ek dink is half 'n gawe. Ek kan myself regtig op hype sonder enige musiek of iets. Oh. So ek kan myself aanskakel in 'n oogwink.
Maar
maar 'n interessante storie, die ander ding is ook dis 10 events oor 4 dae en daar's 2-3 ure tussenin.
Okay.
So om elke keer jouself te overhype gaan jy en op dag 2 net emosioneel nie meer energie hê nie. So jy is met my ook maar 'n slim boks. Maar interessante storie toe ons nou klaar gewen het toe hardloop my skoonma na die DJ toe daar wat toevallig 'n live radiostasie in Amerika is en oortuig die ou om koue voete van
Bok.
Ja, warm lied van
Bok.
Dans ek bietjie daar met my vrou op die verhoog voor al die klomp buitelandse.
Lekker. 'n Bietjie Bok. Kan Monia thumbs up, thumbs down. Kan jou man dans? Oh,
two thumbs up.
All right. Well, we'll see about that. I was thinking of a challenge for him, and it wasn't going to be any lifting anything this time of morning. A coffee cup is like my max, you know, so there might be a dance. So, Lakomyoton, would keep making us proud. Mm-hmm. We are proud of you. We are supporting you all the way. And we'll see you part of the charge party this Saturday, the Vodacom Bulls in a quarterfinal against Edinburgh. We've got the whole of that Castle Corner as our Marty McParty charge party. Francois von Koch said, yes, he's in to lead the party from the artist side. So there's music before and after the game. And the guy you'll see on field, hopefully before the Bulls even run on, will be the world's strongest man from right here in Gauteng, Reino Nel. Reino, lekker met ontmoet.
Dankie.
Cheers, man. Go get him.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Your morning family. This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.